I'm Derek Thompson, the host of the Ringer podcast, Plain English. Look, a lot of news these days is kind of nonsense. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here. I'm just trying to ask the questions that matter from people who know more than I do about everything I'm curious about. And that's most things. Recession fears, AI hyperbole, psychology, productivity, China, war, streaming, movies, sports, you name it. The world without jargon. The news without bias. Plain English with Derek Thompson. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
Hi, I'm Tara Palmieri. I'm Puck's senior political correspondent, and this is Somebody's Gotta Win. A big moment in the GOP nominating process. Chris Christie drops out of the race ahead of Iowa. And he said he was going to stay on through the entire time. He kept going on and on, even running seven-figure ads, saying he won't drop out of the race. And he's doing it ahead of the first contest, the caucus in Iowa. Many thought he would stay on until New Hampshire because he was polling the highest in New Hampshire at 12%. And at one point was in second place in New Hampshire back in 2016. So he had a lot of groundwork there. He felt really confident about it, and he wanted to at least make it to New Hampshire. I brought on my colleague, Teddy Schleifer, to, you know, break this all down and what it all means. Chris Christie dropping ahead of Iowa doesn't really mean much. I think he was polling at 4% in Iowa, but it could give... It obviously helps Nikki Haley because she's the only other sort of anti-Trump Republican in the race. And, you know, maybe those 4 points go to her. Maybe they give her a little bit of an edge against Ron DeSantis for coming in second in Iowa. But I think mainly in New Hampshire, this is seen as a boom for her. And he's faced a lot of pressure to step down because it's been pretty obvious that she's getting close to Trump. In a recent CNN poll, she's 7 points within Trump. And obviously, if she gets 10 out of his 12 points, it could actually help her win New Hampshire, not just come in second against Trump.
Why do you think this happens now, though? I mean, that's a question that, you know, I've been thinking about over the last hour since this broke is, you know, if this is really about New Hampshire, you know, there have been tons of speculation and, you know, some reporting that Christie would seriously think about dropping, say, you know, a week from today, right? A Wednesday, a week from today, or you know, the Tuesday after Iowa. I think we were all surprised, you know, this afternoon when we saw these first reports that Christie was considering dropping. Like the timing here is weird, and I'm not saying it's suspicious or anything, but like I would have thought that the most advantageous thing to Nikki Haley would be for Christie to announce his, you know, that he was dropping the day after Iowa. Plus, you would think that
the day
would
after
be,
she comes in second, say, or even third, right?
Sure. Or frankly, you know, maybe Christie would reconsider if Nikki Haley did not do that well in Iowa. Like the idea is that Christie would have greater, you know, he would have more information about the Nikki Haley campaign, both pro and con, after Monday. The fact that he's doing this today certainly is surprising. It's especially surprising given that, you know, currently, right now on television, Chris Christie is airing an ad saying, you know, that he's not dropping out. So somebody's got to do a super cut of that with whatever he's saying in New Hampshire as we record this. And obviously politicians say things that are, you know, technically true at the moment they're said and not really true, a couple hours later, but I think we were all pretty surprised when we saw this.
Well, I have some reporting. I wrote about this about a month ago, actually a few weeks ago, that Chris Christie's donors were getting increasingly impatient with him. And they wanted him to drop out of the race because they didn't see a path for him. They kind of saw him as someone who could soften up Donald Trump with the blows, right? He was the person that could take on Trump, where the others felt like they were trying to win his supporters, right? They were still trying to win over white, non-college educated voters. You know, Christie wasn't even bothering with them. And he
right.
was just
he wasn't even competing in Iowa.
Ready to
yeah.
exactly. But it became increasingly clear that there was just no use for him anymore in the race, and that he was actually hurting Nikki Haley as she was surging, or at least not necessarily hurting Nikki Haley. Although he's been pretty vicious with her too. He's gone on to say that she would take Trump's VP. She would take an offer to be the vice president if Trump offered it. And he's also said that, you know, she doesn't have a backbone, and that the only reason he's in the race is to make sure that they are truly anti-Trump. So, you know, it's not exactly encouraging if you're one of, you know, Christie's donors who wanted him to get out to support Haley. But if there's one thing we know, the bigger the candidate pool, the better it is for Donald Trump.
Right. So Tara, tell me what you were hearing from kind of Christie donors over the last couple of days.
Well, they were just getting, you know, frustrated. They were like, he's not going to win. They gave him millions of dollars. They wanted him to be out there attacking Trump, but he's just not the guy who's going to make it. So he would essentially be a spoiler. He would be taking points away from someone who could actually take on Trump. And increasingly that looks like it's Nikki Haley, especially in New Hampshire. Again, 4 points in Iowa. It's not really much of a game changer, but 12 points in New Hampshire when Nikki Haley in the most recent CNN poll is at 32 points, Trump is at 39. That's a 7-point delta. If he gives her 10 points, where most of his supporters are expected to go to Haley, whether he endorses her or not, of course, obviously an endorsement would help. But if he endorsed her and she got 10 points, that puts her at 42 to his 39, right? I mean, this doesn't factor in the idea that maybe Ramaswamy drops out and his supporters go to either Trump or DeSantis.
Or also it's not always such just, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. I mean, voters are weird and, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah. But I guess I'm just curious on the why now, you think it has something to do more with the fact that, you know, hey, like, as opposed to a month ago when you know, Christie had no shot of being president of the United States, you know, now there's a credible case to be made about there being, you know, an actual advantage to another candidate who Christie would be fine with as president of the United States, you know, if his ego can allow it. You know, he'd be fine with Nikki Haley being president. But I guess what I'm confused by is why, you know, this wasn't true a week or two ago. When kind of all these donors were putting pressure on him. And when he put out that ad saying he's not going to drop out, like none of the facts have fundamentally changed since then. I mean, sure, there's one more poll or two more polls showing Nikki Haley to be competitive.
Well, actually, but I don't know that the donors had had the intervention by the time that the ad went out. The intervention was 5 days ago on Zoom. The ad went out on December 27th. And maybe he was hopeful. Maybe he thought he could turn it around. I mean, everywhere he went, reporters, supporters, everyone was asking him, like, are you dropping out? Why are you in the race? His unfavorables are so high with Republican primary voters.
Sure, sure. I mean, you could argue he'd have a better chance in a Democratic primary than a Republican one.
He might end up like hosting a show on MSNBC one day, you know? He's the new hero of the resistance.
Could you see him not endorsing Haley at this point? I mean, I imagine he's going to wait until Iowa on Monday. Though then again, I would imagine he'd wait to drop out. I guess the advantage of kind of dropping out now and then is you could kind of have, you know, a double barreled PR rollout here where you have first the dropout, then you have an endorsement. And I get your point that like whether he endorses Haley explicitly or not might not totally matter, right? If he, you know, if his voters are disproportionately likely to go there, you know, they don't need, you know, the horse to be led to water here. But I wonder, you know, he's talked about the fact that he feels like he made a mistake in 2016 endorsing Trump, you know, when he did. And, you know, he had that quote, I think today where, or maybe it was yesterday where he said, you know, he wouldn't want to endorse Nikki Haley and then watch Nikki Haley become Trump's vice president and, you know, feel like he misled his supporters, which sort of suggests that this is a guy who is going to be cautious with his endorsement and maybe believes that, you know, he doesn't need to explicitly say vote Nikki Haley for Nikki Haley to inherit his supporters kind of naturally.
Right. I mean, he's actively complained that she's not running against Trump. Well, I've been told from one source that he's not going to immediately endorse. So, you know, that's something I guess he's holding on to for some sort of power or leverage. I don't even know if it really matters by the time we get to roll around to New Hampshire, which is in 2 weeks from now. But Iowa was going to be depressing for him. I don't think he even stepped foot in the state.
Mm.
Like maybe he went to the Iowa State Fair.
Maybe. Yeah. Tara, on this point, as we're recording this, there's this, Christie's kind of getting going right now in New Hampshire where he's making this announcement. But to some extent, I feel like what he actually says publicly matters a little bit less than what he's being caught saying privately on a hot mic. So I'm just reading.
What is he saying?
I'm reading tweets live for the podcast audience. But
yeah,
like,
people,
you know,
I saw someone say hot mic and I was like,
yeah,
let's do it.
I got two hot mic quotes for you. One is, I'm just going to read
the
tweets. I have not verified these tweets. Don't at me, but here's the quotes. Christie, seemingly on a hot mic before this dropping out live stream gets rolling, says to someone that Haley's spent $68 million, most of it on TV. Quote, she's going to get smoked, he says. That's hot mic moment number one. Hot mic moment number two. Different tweet. Apparently on a hot mic ahead of his New Hampshire dropout announcement, Christie captured saying, quote, DeSantis called me, petrified. And then the hot mic cuts out. So we've learned from this that Ron DeSantis is petrified about
Christie
something.
I found one more. Christie can be heard saying, we know we're right, but they don't want to hear it. She's going to get smoked. You and I both know this. She's not up to this. DeSantis called him petrified and then ends it.
Right. Presumably, campaign staffers can read the tweets as they're coming out. And I hope for everyone's sake that, they can run quickly to destroy this hot mic. But that's kind of revealing, right? That jokes aside, sort of shows the pessimism that Christie must feel, that, like, you know, that he's basically saying Nikki Haley is going to get smoked and Ron DeSantis is petrified. I mean, this does not sound like a decision made with full eyes, clear hearts.
I think it was all the donors out of fear.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think he was steamrolled by the donors. That's what I think happened. If Chris Christie is able to be steamrolled, maybe it's by money. And I did report in my piece called The Christie Intervention that they were planning on doing this intervention to get him to drop out of the race. Ken Langone had called him, and he was a big donor in 2016. I'm sure he just had a bunch of big names just calling him over and over again, telling him to drop out of the race. They're not thinking, oh, it makes a difference between Iowa or New Hampshire. They're just like, get out. I mean, it was going to be embarrassing for him in Iowa.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit jiffylube.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and MyLotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Where do you think? I mean, look, Christie is a candidate who did this once before in 2016, right? He, you know, didn't step foot in Iowa or barely stepped foot in Iowa. You know, I think he finished in sixth in New Hampshire after all of this. To some extent, you know, I do feel like the Christie campaign, when you think about the legacy here of this Tara, like has kind of been a redemption tour, or at least maybe makes him feel good if he genuinely does believe that, you know, Trump was a threat to democracy and he regrets serving as his, you know, sycophantic supporter who was wanted to be VP and was helping him with the debates and all those things from, you know, 2016 to 2020. You know, if he does believe all of those things, I'm sure that the legacy of the Chris Christie campaign for Chris Christie, you know, is relief and a salvation. You know, it's ending in the same way, right?
The thing is, here's what I think. If that's his legacy that, you know, he wants to, for me, if that is truly his legacy, then he needed to get out of the race, because his legacy would have become he's the guy who spoiled the chance of another candidate to actually take on Trump. Okay. And here's the other thing. He once said this to a voter who asked him, why aren't you getting out of the race? This was a month ago. And he goes, no one told Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush to get out of the race in New Hampshire when I was coming in second against Donald Trump. And it's like, and maybe we learned nothing?
Yeah, and maybe they should have, right? I mean, it's sort of like Donald Trump won that election, right? I mean, so the point
exactly.
The point there is maybe they should have. Look, I mean, this is I think you're making a good point here, where I'm not trying to put this guy on the couch, but you know, if he cares about his legacy, look, this is a New Jersey governor who I think very much cares about the opinion of like New York and DC, like elites and pundits and
right. We used to work together actually at ABC News. He was a pundit at ABC News when I was a correspondent there.
Two ABC Jersey girls just hanging out. Look, I mean, this is a guy.
Yeah,
who,
just Jersey cats.
just talking about Trenton. This is somebody who I think will feel the Acela corridor elites that, you know, talk about the legacy of Chris Christie will, I think, smile favorably upon this, regardless of whether or not it works or not. And let's be clear, it probably won't, but
it might help Haley. It might help her in New Hampshire.
Sure. I don't know. I mean, again, it's hard to know.
If he doesn't drop out and it's perceived that he's hurt her, it would hurt him in the Acela corridor.
I agree.
And maybe he wouldn't get the bookings, and maybe he wouldn't be the resistance hero anymore. And maybe all these guys who he's been doing work, you know, consulting for on Wall Street or whatever type of work he does, you know, they might say, you know what, Christie, you blew it for us, because they are hell bent on making sure anyone but Trump is the president. So
that will always be an argument that could have been made, right? And now it cannot be made. And you know, maybe people could
because think, the truth is there was no path.
Who knows? And now, you know, I think for a person who cares about sort of the
what was the path though, Teddy? You said who knows, but what was the path?
I'm just saying it's not clear that there was a path. There's a path for Haley even with Christie dropping out. Like that's not necessarily even clear to me. So like, look, I mean, there's a the Christie critics have been stripped of an argument that, you know, now in his obit in, you know, 2047, no one's going to be able to say that Chris Christie was the spoiler in New Hampshire.
You're already naming the year when he dies.
Hey, that's another 25 years. That's a good life. So I feel like this is a legacy play primarily. You know, I'm surprised on the timing. I'm sure we'll learn more in the coming days about the timing here. But it is the first real like shock dropout. I mean, you know, there's going to be the next week, obviously, is going to be insanely fun. And like, it's one of the best weeks in politics is the week between Iowa and New Hampshire, because so many variables, things are moving so quickly. We thought one of the shoes to drop would be, you know, what is Chris Christie going to do? And, you know, he made next week less exciting, but he made this Wednesday evening more exciting.
Right. Well, like we said, won't have much of an impact in Iowa, but more of an impact in New Hampshire. We also have to see how Nikki Haley does in Iowa. If she does poorly, which she's not really expected to, the people I've spoken to on the ground seem to think that she's doing okay, and they could see her coming in second to Trump. I mean, that is with Trump exceeding 50 points and, you know, Nikki coming in 20 or something, within 20 points of him. But, you know, it's really New Hampshire that they're thinking about. All right, Teddy, this was great. Thanks for dropping into the pod. Any last thoughts before we jump off?
Well, you know, Nick Saban also stepping down. Also, you know, that is news that is much more important to many more Americans than Chris Christie. But that's for another Ringer podcast.
Exactly, for the sports pods. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. That was another episode of Somebody's Gotta Win. I'm your host, Tara Palmieri. I want to thank my producer, Devin Baroldi, for dropping in for this emergency podcast. We've got another one coming out tomorrow, dropping tomorrow on the CNN debate in Iowa. It's a wild few days. Check out my Twitter at Tara Palmieri. I'll probably be much more active, and my Instagram at Tara Palmieri. Also, you can read my work at puck.news/Tara Palmieri and Teddy's work as well. He's got a newsletter called The Stratosphere. To sign up for my newsletter, The Best and the Brightest, you can use the discount code Tara20. And if you like this podcast, please rate it, subscribe, send it to your friends. I'll be back tomorrow.